Rahman Rahim. First of all, let me congratulate every single individual here for listening to their inner voice that screams justice, the voice that has been created by your creator inside of you, every single human being. My brothers and my sisters, we can tolerate a lot of things. We can tolerate the faith of each other, we can tolerate our colors, our languages, our cultures. One thing we can never tolerate and we should never tolerate is injustice. We can never tolerate oppression, we can never tolerate tyranny. There are Jews here, there are Christians here, there are Muslims here. And I ask those Jews, those Christians, those Muslims, that we belong to one faith, we belong to one religion, and that is the religion of humanity. This is not about Palestinians, it's not about Muslims. Where we see the name of Judaism being hijacked by Zionism as Muslims and Christians, we have a responsibility to save that Judaism. Where we see Muslims being hijacked by extremists and the name of Islam being hijacked, it's up to the Jews and the Christians to safeguard the name of Islam. And where we see Christians being hijacked by extremists, it's up to Jews and Muslims to safeguard that name of Christianity. You see, understand this, that when Palestine is free, not if it's free, when it's free, Jerusalem will be one again. And in that Jerusalem, there'll be allowance of Muslims to worship Jerusalem, to Christians worship Jerusalem, and to Jews to worship Jerusalem. And wherever there isn't that happening, believe me, there'll be a rally for the Jews by the Muslims, for the Christians by the Muslims, and vice versa. We are one human bond, and that bond, the glue to that bond, is injustice. And our enmity towards injustice doesn't stop at Palestine. This day that was revealed and established by a leader of Iran many years ago, he called it the Yom Al-Quds, the Day of Quds, but actually it's a Yom of the Mustaz'afin, the Day of the Oppressed. And in today's day and age, with the help of the Almighty, not only is this about Palestine, it's about Bahrain, it's about Libya, it's about Somalia, it's about Egypt. Wherever you see individuals who refuse to fall under the banner of zulm and oppression, this day is for them. And all we can do right now is understand that we will not and we should not accept injustice by any means, by any group. And wherever you see injustice happening, understand there is a 1%, a 2%, a 100% involvement by the Zionist regime. The same Zionist regime that sucks the resources, the blood, and everything that belongs to the people of all across the world from these individuals, and they use it for themselves. The voice of Haq and the voice of truth is now slowly starting to build up. And all of us have a responsibility. We have to understand that we have a responsibility towards our own religion and towards each other. You know, one vision that Imam al-Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi had when establishing this day, the last Friday or last week of the month of Ramadan, is this idea that to my Muslim brothers and sisters who have been fasting for the past 3 weeks, you have done your best to remove the chains of your bad habits. You have cut yourself from your desires. You have freed yourself from the whispers of the devil. But now we take that freedom and we free those individuals who have nothing but prayers. They have nothing. The freedoms that you have allowed yourself for the past 25, 26 fasts, I ask you to export that freedom now to the Palestinian people. We simply don't accept this illegitimate government. We don't accept the occupation. We are human beings who have been created by our Creator to understand innately that we are thriving and we are hungry for justice and justice alone. And wherever we see injustice happening, be it a Muslim or a non-Muslim, we rise up, we speak out. That's how we are created. But those individuals who remain quiet on the sidelines, they don't want to get involved, they're silencing their innate nature inside of them. We have been created for this cause. We are bound by one glue, that's the bind of justice. So I congratulate all of you for listening to that voice But I ask you, it's not enough. We have a job in the West here to create awareness. I see flags of Bahrain everywhere. I see flags of other countries everywhere. This is the idea. We don't accept injustice done to anybody, be it somebody who belongs to our religion or someone who does not belong to the religion. So next year, inshallah, when we have this protest, bring your neighbors with you, bring your family with you, bring those around you with you. This march is a march for the oppressed. This march is a march for the weak. You should thank Allah for the freedoms you have in this country by remembering those who don't have those freedoms. Right now, individuals who are out there marching like you are, they're marching, but they have no idea if they'll be thrown in jail, if they'll be killed. They'll go to Jum'ah Salat and they have no idea if they'll come back alive or not. This is the situation. You know, George W. Bush talked about resolve a lot. The same Bush who probably didn't know how to spell resolve, but still, the same Bush talked about resolve. You want to talk about resolve, you look at the resolve of the Bahraini people. We're talking about resolve, the resolve of the Palestinian people, the resolve of the Egyptian people, the resolve of the Libyan people. This is true resolve. We are a shadow of that resolve. Our responsibility does not stop here. This is one march, one day. Let's create awareness. Let's get our blood flowing. Let's come together on the platform of justice. And let's let the world know that Zionism is racism.
Zionism is racism!